Good evening. Welcome to an hour of music from around the world. The program is Earthbeat. I'm Cecil Doyle. Most of the material this evening originates from India and the Middle East. We're going to start off with a track by the Iraqi oud virtuoso Rahim Alhaj and Indian sarod maestro Amjad Ali Khan. A track from their release entitled Ancient Sounds that came out about 3 years ago on UR Music. The number we'll be listening to is entitled Celebrations. But before we get to that, let's start off with Turkish oud master Talip Özkan. Going back to the 1990s and his release The Dark Fire, this is Karsalama. Karsalama is a dance song from the western region of Turkey. It translates as pretty much the apple has a red side.
Thank you.
a piece entitled Celebrations, performed by Iraqi oud virtuoso Rahim Alhaj and Indian sarod maestro Amjad Ali Khan, taken from a disc of theirs entitled simply Ancient Sounds. Prior to that, Turkish oud master Talip Özkan with Karsalama, taken from The Dark Fire, a 1992 release on Axiom Records. A playlist for all of the tracks heard on this evening's Earthbeat can be found on our website. Simply head to krvs.org. We have archived podcasts of past programs. Every locally produced show has an archived podcast and playlists. You can check them out again at krvs.org. In a few minutes, we'll spin a track from the album Mehrab by Loga Ramin Torkian. He is a founding member of the international world music ensemble Niyaz. And what they do is pretty much create progressive, cutting-edge music based on the classical Persian repertoire. We'll hear something entitled Suzadel, The Burning Heart. But let's begin with the Darbuki Kings, Robin Adnan Anders and Antonio Albaran, doing all of the instruments. This is a track called Sphinx. Burning Heart, Sousa Dell. That's taken from the most recent album by, as I mentioned earlier, one of the founding members of the group Niyaz, Loga Ramin Torkian. It actually features the vocal work of Khosrow Ansari, Loga Ramin Torkian doing all of the instrumentation, kanun, guitar, viol, riabab, viola da gamba. This guy plays everything: fretless bass, electric guitar, jura. Again, the name of the disc is entitled Mehrab. And then prior to that, Darbuki Kings, the duo of Antonio Albaran and Robin Anon Anders doing all the instrumentation, taken from their disc entitled Tum Tekistan, and that was Sphinx. Next up on Earthbeat, we're going to be listening to Indian music, contemporary takes on it, as well as steeped in tradition as well. In a few minutes, Anushka Shankar, the daughter of Ravi Shankar, will listen to a couple of tracks from her fine album entitled Rise that was released in 2005. Listen to Voice of the Moon, backed by Ancient Love. But we begin with music by Tarun Bhattacharya, the Indian santur master, taken from his disc Sargam. This is a track entitled Dunrag Kamaj. Thank you.
Thank you.
Progressive Indian music performed by the daughter of Ravi Shankar, Anushka Shankar, from her great work from 2005, an album entitled Rise. We heard the final two tracks from that album, Voice of the Moon, preceded by Ancient Love. Earthbeat was produced in Cypress Lake Studios here on the campus of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette, who join you in support of this station. Programs on KRVS are also made possible in part by a grant from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. I'm Cecil Doyle. Thanks so much for tuning in. Join us again next week at the same time for more sounds from all around the world right here on Earthbeat.